Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Rut Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry, from Beyond the Rut, and I have with me our other host, Brandon Cunningham. Say hi to the folks listening.
Hi, folks listening.
Awesome. Now, if you're tuning in to Beyond the Rut Podcast for the first time, this is a podcast about inspiring and equipping you to live the life you've always dreamed of. So by listening to us, we hope that you have the tools practical enough to get you to launch your dream, make your own path, and get life beyond the rut. So, Brandon. Before we dive into our topic for the day, just tell folks what you've been up to and what you're excited about so far as we kick off 2016. Like, what are some victories we've experienced so far?
I'm excited about the fact that people probably think this is a completely scripted show, and sometimes it is in some ways, and 99% of the time it's not. It's like, so, Brandon.
But, like this moment right now.
It's like, the intro was dead on, but then it's like, okay, now where do I go?
I've got it written down, but I'm like, you know, I'm going to ask him how he's doing. I'm just going to do it. So how are you doing, Brandon?
That's the beauty of this podcast is because we want to be authentic, but we also want you to know we're just real. We're just a couple of real guys that are, we've learned a couple of things and we're trying to help some other people learn a few things. But I love the part of the intro about, you know, what we're trying to do is help you make your own path. And it can really be dangerous for you listening to this podcast. So if you're listening to this thinking, well, I kind of want to, I maybe want to, there's something inside of me that's telling me to. This is going to be a dangerous podcast for you to follow along because we're going to inspire you to do that. We know that whatever's happening inside of you is real. It is trying to get you to make your own path and not just do what normal people do or what everybody else does. And today I just wanted to talk about, you know, what you're doing to serve others. And we've talked about in previous episodes about getting a mentor or working on your plan with somebody else. But what are you doing to do that? And this week has been just one of those weeks where I got to meet somebody. I'd met her prior to, but we had some great conversations. As this person that I work with, she came to me and said, you know, I just feel like something's stirring inside of me. I really want to do something significant with my life. And it's not about money or my own personal significance, but just build something. And I don't talk a whole lot about my personal life and my podcast and this business at work because I try to keep those two separate to some extent. But the more she spoke, the more I knew this was the kind of podcast she wanted to listen to. So I'm pretty sure she's listening right now thinking, wait, he's talking about me.
Yes, and we are. Right,
I am talking about you.
You know who you are.
Yeah. And so I've kind of taken this stance of just pouring into her the things that we've learned, the books on travel and just experiencing life in a fuller way, that it's not about the money. It's not about the title. It's about just leaving a legacy, doing something that helps others. So she's kind of become my person, and it's not an official mentor-mentee kind of relationship. And I don't, if you have that, that's great. I don't necessarily think that's necessary, but if it is, great. We've just become, I try to share as much as I have. I'm a firm believer the more you give away, the more you get. And so I'm just trying to pour into her the things that I think can help her get where she wants to go. And so I thought today we could just talk about who are you pouring into and how can you do that?
Well, I feel like you're asking me, Jerry, who are you pouring into? And I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know. as far as, you know, official people, I mean, I don't have any formal, you know, mentorship relationships, just like, you know, what you're describing with the person, you know, it's not a formal mentorship program or agreement. She came forward with a need and you're meeting that need as far as pointing her in the right direction, resources, and getting her to kind of broaden her horizons. In a sense,
her horizons. That's kind of hard to say.
Those are two words that just apparently don't belong together. Women should broaden their horizons. Yes. But saying the words her and horizons, my tongue just can't do it smoothly. There we go. That's what, just to clarify. So please no hate mail or hate email. We'll save the electronic trees. But people I do hope that I am encouraging, first and foremost for me, are the people within my own immediate family. So my son, my daughter, and Olivia, my wife, and that I'm encouraging them to live their life to their fullest. And so You know, is Olivia truly living out her dream, and does she have everything she needs to live that dream out? And am I providing those things as she needs me to? And then for my kids, you know, is my son growing, thinking bigger than just I go to school, I get a job, and things will be handed to me, but you know, really helping him find out who he is, because he's a teenager now, so he doesn't know who he is. And so building him up to be the person he wants to be. And slowly he's starting to share some of his dreams with me, because I'm getting the inkling that he doesn't want a typical job. He wants to own a business. And, wow. You know, except the time when I was in real estate as a salesperson, I've never really owned a business. I've been self-employed. And so, you know, I'm thinking of ways, how do I point him towards those resources where he can learn about business and allow him to even open one before he's 18 years old. You know, I kind of want him to try and fail or try and succeed before he graduates from high school. I'm going to send him off to college, but I want him to have that experience. I think
that's a great way to kind of pause you on that point, because it's not an official mentor-mentor relationship. You don't have the experience necessary, mm-hmm. but you can point him in the right direction, give him the resources, show him where those resources are. And that's kind of what we were talking about is you maybe he wants to be, you know, a nuclear engineer. You don't have that experience, but you know, based on where you're at in life, how to go get those resources.
Yes. And we've come across some resources just in doing this show that I've been able to share with him. And then we've got a friend named Bert. He, I don't know if you know him, but I've met him recently.
I know his friend Ernie, but
Ernie,
I've never met
Bert. Bert. Get off the show, Ernie. I've met Bert, I believe. You're on next week's schedule. Oh gosh, we're going to eat up our time on this micro episode, aren't we? In any case, Bert, he owns a physical therapy company. It's a very successful business. He grew up being mentored in how to run a business, and I had an opportunity to speak with him about a month ago. A couple weeks ago, and he's approached me to help him and encourage him to launch a podcast. So he's wanting to help other physical therapists run a business just like his. So here's somebody with an abundance mindset that it's okay for him to be successful in his business and then teach people how to become his competitors. That's right. You know, insanely cool, because he's willing to let that go for a price because he's going to teach you
and
how to do
teaser,
it.
A little teaser, I think we're going to have him on the show soon, aren't we?
As soon as we can get me to email him and say, hey, Bert, would you like to be on the show? I think he'd be more than happy to come on board and interview. And so as far as teaching him about business, I can't teach him a thing. As far as teaching him how to start a podcast from point A to point B, he's going to use some slightly different tools, but I'm going to share with him my process. So how I record, how I process the audio, where do I go to host it, how to put it to his own website. And so regardless of the tools he uses, you know, he can see the basic steps and get an idea of how I do it and what I look for when I do put it together. And of course, it's going to help me grow too, because I'm a PC user and an Android user, and this guy's all Apple. 100%.
I don't think we've disclosed that. So
sorry.
If you're listening to this episode, Jerry is a PC user, but we're going to send him to rehab soon. There are places that he can get help and get over that.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. I use a PC too. I use a Mac most of the time, but I also use a PC.
For clickbait, we could call this episode the, you know, Jerry's coming out episode. <There you go. laughs> He's a PC user, an Android user. Oh my goodness. All right. Let's send him to therapy.
If you're listening to this thinking, well, I would love to start a website, but I don't know where to start. We can help you with that. That's one of the things that Beyond the Rut can do, is help you get started. And in some ways, you know, we're even exploring ways that we can host that and publish that, or what is it, produce that for mm-hmm. you in a way that, you know, you can share content. One of the best ways to start is to come on our show and be interviewed by us and just get your story out there. You never know who's listening that all of a sudden jumps up and says, I want to be a part of that. I want to support that. And that's a way that you can serve other people, is just telling your story. You can find somebody that says, well, I didn't go through that, and I want somebody to help me there. So that's a great place to find your new mentor or your new mentee in some way.
You totally just gave me an off-topic idea. And maybe this is encouraging to somebody who's listening. You know, you're talking about maybe to start off to be a podcaster. You go onto somebody else's show and just get a feel for it. And then I was thinking, what if you just do the lazy man's route? And that's the only way you podcast, is you go on other people's shows as a guest. You keep those Absolutely. Links and then you share those links. Like, hey, I got a great, you know, podcast episode here is with Beyond the Rut podcast. Hey, I've got another great episode with Beyond the Rut podcast. Hey, I did another one with Starve the Doubts. Hey, I did another one here. And your website is nothing but links to all those episodes. And all you got to really invest in is a good microphone so you sound good when you're interviewing with these guys. Because you don't want to sound like a phone all the time, but you want to sound like a radio DJ, because that's going to really make you sound cool and legit. And you're going to sound like you're in the same room with those guys. So maybe that's food for thought. Like you want that influence as a podcaster. You want to grow your business in that way. And yet you don't want to do all the technical stuff of recording, editing, processing, posting, and all that good stuff. You want somebody else to do that for you? Do that. Get on our show. Email us at, what is it? info@beyondtherut.com.
There you go.
Oh, that was a good guess, because I always plug the phone number and never the email.
And that's really the way a lot of people do that. All the ESPN analysts you see, they're just basically going on there and saying what they want to say, but letting somebody else do all the technical side, all the Fox News, CNN, mm-hmm. all those analysts, political or financial or whatever they are, they're just going on their show and doing it rather than having their own show. And that's a lot of people, that's the way they make their living. That's their whole thing, is to go out and do other people's shows. And it also reinforces the point of serving others, is if you can help somebody else achieve their dream, you will achieve your dream. You know, you contribute to other people doing something, you'll find out that you're getting a lot of what you already wanted before you even started the process.
So we're talking to our audience about who are they encouraging. What are some things that they should be looking for to know that they are actually encouraging somebody or guiding somebody?
I think the best way is to just ask for feedback. You know, ask people, am I helping you get where you want to go in life? And you know, it could be your son, like in your case. It could be a coworker, like in mine. It could be just people listening to a podcast or an article you're writing on Facebook or on Medium is another place that I love to write. Are you doing things that help people move closer to their dreams? Is, you can ask the question, but also you can just look. Are the people around me accomplishing things? Are they doing things that make them happy? Or are you surrounded by people that say, you know, I'm always having to go to work. I hate Mondays, and I hate having, you know, I live paycheck to paycheck, and I never get time with my family. I never get time with this and that and the other. Are you surrounded by some positive people? That's a really good indicator. Or are you influencing other people because the people around you are accomplishing something?
How important is it to seek encouragement for yourself to be able to better encourage others?
It's absolutely vital, because you can't fuel someone else's fire if you don't have fuel. You know, it's very important that you add something to your tank in order to fuel other people's fires. And I get that. I know you do the same by listening to podcasts, reading blog posts, going to places that feed you, reading books. And you can read a lot of books, audio books, podcasts. There's a ton of stuff out there. I obviously get an enormous amount of encouragement and foundation from the Bible. That's my foundation. It doesn't have to be yours. I obviously think it should be, but anything that is a positive encouragement to you, be it business or, you know, physically, whatever it is that you want, surround yourself with that. Because one of the things that I think people miss sometimes is the whole concept of, you know, whatever you choose to fill your mind with will affect the way you think and act. I don't know who said that quote, but I'll take credit for it because I think it's brilliant.
And you said it at least three times now, right?
And there you go. Now it's me. I get credit. I'll go on Wikipedia and post that. But it's true. It's whatever you feed your mind is what you're going to focus on. I was telling this person that I work with that I don't really listen to talk radio anymore, because not because I don't necessarily agree with what they say or anything like that. It just became a negative for me. I was mad at the country. I was mad at the economy. I was mad at this, mad at that. So I started filling my drive time with podcasts that actually add to my life rather than just help me agree with other people who think the world's a messed up place. The world is what it is. What are you contributing to that instead of just complaining about that?
Okay. So part of the job I have is assisting our leadership development team with facilitating some training classes on leadership, communication, and so on. And there's a program that we actually just delivered yesterday. Yesterday in relation to when we're recording this episode. And it was on the topic of coaching. And so it was like, leaders, how do you coach others? And I think there's some application that we could take from this topic. How do, you know, who are you encouraging? And so some practical tips on how to encourage others. And so the first thing that I recognized and shared with the class that comes from our course is that based on studies on neuroscience, people are actually more likely to succeed in their goals and the tasks they've set out to do when the action steps and the goal have come from within themselves. And so when we're helping encourage others, when we're helping to coach others to meet their dreams, meet their goals, the first and foremost thing is to keep in mind that we don't want to lead them in terms of, you know what you ought to do is, or you know what you ought to do is. And so try to hold back from telling them what to do and instead ask them, what do you want to do? What is it you want to do? When do you want to do it by? And then from there, ask them what their current situation is. So where are you right now with that? And what's the impact that has on you? And what do you feel about that? So you help them kind of recognize where they are and what they feel about it. And chances are they don't feel good about it yet. And then you help them understand, okay, if nothing changes, where are you going to be? What do you feel about that future? And so they recognize, if I don't do anything now, 5 years from now, it's going to be worse. Because that's usually what happens is, if I don't do anything different now, I'm going to be further away from my dream. I'm going to be further down this other road, and it'll be almost impossible to get to where I really want to go. And then, so they're again recognizing the crappy feelings. And then from there, you start asking them some questions like, okay, so what does the ideal outcome look like for you? So what does your dream look like? And what do you feel about that? And then now you can ask them, where do you want to go from here? What's the next most important step you should take? And when are you going to take that step? And when can I follow up with you to do that, to see that you've done that? And so all this time, you haven't told them a single thing to do, yet you've asked them all the right questions to help them realize what they want to do and what they need to do. And it's coming from within themselves, and they're going to most likely succeed. And when they succeed, they're going to turn around and give you credit for it. Now, at the end of all that, when they've committed to action, that's when you want to give them those resources. So if you know of a great show like Beyond the Rut podcast, tell them about us. If you know of another great podcast, you can throw them in there too. I personally love Starve the Doubts with Jared Easley and Kamanzi Constable, and Jody Mayberry's on there. And not only do I love their show, I love getting on Twitter and having the hashtag discussion over, do you even Nutella, bro? You know, the Nutella chocolate hazelnut spread. So look up the hashtag, do you even Nutella, bro? And you may see that conversation still out there in Twitterverse. In any case, that's one way those guys encourage me, by the way, is that really stupid conversation that we have over Nutella. And it just cracks me up. And then I feel good. And they don't really help me like go after my goals and dreams, but it's still encouraging in a weird way. But in any case, the point I was making is, you know, after you've helped them through that process, which takes only about 10, 15 minutes, then point out some resources to them. And they'll be much more apt to use those resources and actually listen to you. I actually helped a guy save his marriage doing that.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I didn't see that
coming. And that's the thing. And I know someone's listening to this that's saying, you know, and I'm sure, you know, Marie, I know you're listening to this thinking, but I don't have those resources. I don't know those podcasts. Maybe just be encouraging. Be positive. Just be positive on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever it is you're on in your workplace or in the grocery store. Be positive. That's a way you can encourage someone. So we wanted to put together a quick episode. It's not as long as it normally is, but we just wanted to give you a little bit of encouragement and start the question of who are you encouraging? Who are you serving?
Any resources you want to share with folks before we sign off this episode?
Well, I think obviously Beyond the Rut, you go to the show notes. We're going to have some things in there with the different podcasts that we listen to, the things that we read. But most importantly, I would say just seek someone out that is a positive influence in your area and try to be around them more. Learn from them on a practical standpoint. But also shut the TV off and shut the radio off if it's not encouraging you.
We'd like to thank you for listening to another episode of Beyond the Rut podcast. Hopefully we've encouraged you, inspired you, and you can actually show your appreciation for us by going to iTunes and subscribing to our show there if you're an Apple user, or going to Stitcher and subscribing there. Another way you can show your support for us is to rate our show and review it on either of those two platforms. And then most importantly, sharing us with your family and friends. So you probably know somebody who would love to hear this episode. Send it to them. Forward them the link. And the link to our show notes would be beyondtherut.com/024. And most importantly, you are the reason why this show exists. And so we'd love to be able to answer your questions. And if we can't answer it ourselves from our own point of view or our own expertise, we want to bring on people who can, because we know people out there. And so you can call in at 361-596-3788. Again, that number is 361-596-3788, or if you prefer to email, info@beyondtherut.com. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.